Central Maine Power Company says the response and recovery from the October windstorm will cost more than $68 million. That's a preliminary estimate submitted to the state today. And as Fred Bever reports, in the short term, company officials say they'll seek to charge a portion of that, $27 million, to customers.
If the new charges were collected over a single year, it would add about $1.30 a month to consumer bills, the company says. CMP notes that would be higher, but it's already collected a storm recovery reserve from customers that's keeping the bill effect down. And in a telephone press conference, Eric Stiniford, the company's chief of regulatory affairs, says the tab might be further offset by the cut in the corporate tax rate recently signed into law by President Trump.
It is our expectation that the rate benefits of that tax legislation will be available to substantially offset these costs and may, in fact, completely offset them.
These are just preliminary estimates, however, and regulators are expected to take months to make a final ruling. In addition, the company will seek to collect from customers the cost to replace poles and wires lost or damaged in the storm. The company's director of electric operations, Kevin Elwell, says distribution lines were severely damaged.
The storm was unprecedented in the number of customers affected, an estimated 467,000, and the extent of the damage across our service territory included thousands of mature trees from outside of the maintenance clearance zone were broken or uprooted and fell into our poles and lines. Damage was on nearly every distribution circuit, resulting in more than 1,400 broken poles.
In general, CMP officials say the company responded well to the historic storm. There were also some vulnerabilities exposed, chief among them the need to make the smart meter grid monitoring system more resilient against power losses. It was severely impaired in the storm, and then there's the issue of communications. Customers and others have filed complaints about the company's response with state regulators. Mark Russell, who chairs Litchfield Select Board, says communications from CMP were poor during the storm, and he says that because the company prioritized power restoration, downed but still electrified lines made some parts of town a no-go zone in the early days of the recovery.
It is very dangerous and very, very concerning for anybody involved. I mean, do you send a public works crew in thinking that possibly they might be in danger of being electrocuted so that, you know, 20 people on the other side of the trees could get an ambulance if they had to? You know, that's a tough call.
He says CMP should make safety of those downed power lines more of a priority. CMP's Eric Stiniford had no immediate response to that idea, but he acknowledged communications need to be addressed.
Our primary means of coordinating emergency issues such as that in a storm event of this magnitude is through the county and state EMAs. And I'm not sure in the specific case of the town of Litchfield where the communications may have broken down, but that is certainly something we'll be investigating.
While state regulators review the company's filings and take public comments, some lawmakers are also weighing in. Representative Seth Berry, a Bodenham Democrat, has emerged as one of the utility's most outspoken critics. Under state rules, he says, shareholders will likely be limited to $2 million for their share of storm costs. And he says CMP should be held accountable for the elimination of more than 140 meter reader jobs back in 2009.
Those individuals would have gone out in the field and would have assessed the damage, mapped it out so that the line crews, the line workers, could have worked efficiently to take care of the problems. The problem was not a shortage of line workers, but it was a lack of coordination.
CMP says elimination of the meter reader jobs had no effect on storm recovery. Emera Maine, meanwhile, submitted its accounting of the storm response late in the day. It says it will seek to recover some $7.3 million from customers for the costs, which will amount to about $2.50 a month on average monthly bills. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.